It's Wednesday, the 22nd of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Trustco Group Holdings Limited is considering delisting from the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, Namibian Stock Exchange, and the OTCQX market in the United States. The company plans to engage an independent expert for a fairness opinion as part of the process. Deputy CEO Quinton van Rooyen Jr. explains.
So the group has taken the decision to delist from the current exchange that it is listed on. This goes hand in hand with the announcement that was made late last year that the group is planning to list and start with a listing process in the U.S. on the NASDAQ. So going forward, there will be a fair and reasonable opinion will be compiled. An offer will be sent out to existing shareholders. Existing shareholders will then have the option either to elect to take up the offer or remain in as a shareholder and have the shares listed on the NASDAQ U.S. side.
Attorney General Festus Mbandeka says that financial and human resource constraints are hindering the operations of his office amid a rise in legal disputes driven by increased court work and public awareness of legal rights. Mbandeka urged collaboration among public institutions and the private sector to address the challenges.
The biggest challenge, the amount of court work has gone up. I believe that Namibia, like any other society, is becoming increasingly litigious, which phenomena, of course, points at two things. One, it could be that there are a lot of disputes within our communities that could not be resolved, you know, amicably. And second, it also pointing at the fact that maybe people are becoming more and more conscious of their rights. That's why they are resorting to enforcing their rights within the court of law. The other challenges, of course, is a matter of resources, both financial and human. And I think that's cut across all institutions, both in the public and private sector.
South Africa's annual consumer inflation rose to 3% in December, up from 2.9% in November, driven by housing, utilities, food and non-alcoholic beverages. That's SA's Patrick Kelly says the average inflation for last year was 4.4%.
Vehicle inflation dropped steeply during 2024 after starting the year at 7.2% in January. Used vehicles are on average cheaper than they were a year ago, recording an annual decline of 0.6% in December. Fuel prices increased by 1.1% between November and December.
The United Nations has reported that Africa is the epicenter of global terrorism, with terrorism-related deaths exceeding 6,000 for three consecutive years. The continent accounts for more than half of global terrorism facilities. The African Union's Counter-Terrorism Center recorded over 3,400 terrorist attacks in Africa in 2024. UN Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed is calling for stronger international efforts to address the crisis.
Countering terrorism was continue to innovate with an approach that holds the respect for human rights and the rule of law at its core. Above all, we must ensure that regional efforts are in lockstep, unified in purpose and aligned with the strategy. This is the only way we believe that we can ensure facing down the threat of terrorism together.
And Panama has complained to the United Nations over U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to seize the Panama Canal. The country launched an audit of the Hong Kong-linked operator of two ports on the interoceanic waterway. In a letter to U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Panama referred to an article of the U.N. Charter precluding any member from the threat or use of force against the territorial integrity or political independence of another. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. And if you've missed the bulletin, catch it on Iono. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.